Blog Talk Radio.
Wasn't the only one causing the change.
to the beat, y'all. If you don't stop, a freak, freak.
Oh, would it be that it was all just so simple then? A teenage lover, you say, he's just a friend. He moved around and we kept in touch through his friend Mike. The world was young and we knew we couldn't rush. But whenever I got lonely or needed some advice, he gave me his shoulder. His words were very nice. But that is all behind me, 'cause now there is no other. My love is his.
Broke up, got back together to get her back. I had the sweater, thought she rolled with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys made her better. To grow, I had to let her. She needed cheddar, and I understood that. Looking for cheese, that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sings to me. It's like that.
Tuned into The Last Call right here on Southern Sports Central. We have the crew here from The Last Call bringing to you NBA, NFL, college basketball, college football, sports radio talk on your Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. If you're just calling in or you're just tuning in to us, you know we do this show every Sunday at 10 a.m. for an hour and a half. We give you straight, raw, straight, dirty sports talk radio and commentary. After an interesting Saturday night that you probably had, we bring you the best Sunday morning to top you off from whatever you may be coming up for. Again, if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 914-803-4581. That's again, 914-803-4581. Or you can even tweet us at Twitter at 843_TheLastCall. We have all those mediums right there for you to reach us with your questions, with your answers, with your requests, however you may do it. But we're going to top it off right now. We're going to jump right into it. We haven't talked about it for quite some time now, but it's becoming a known topic in the world right here. Sports talk radio is college basketball, baby. The season is finally here. We're starting to get full effect. People are starting to get tournaments. Games are starting to be lost and won in the top rate. As a biased person that you know I am, if you've listened to our shows before, I always have one team, and my team in college basketball is the UNC Tar Heels, baby. We won last year, and we took it strong last year. But nonetheless, we killed the game. We killed the game. We took off Gonzaga, who was a solid team, but not athletic enough to compete against the USC Tar Heels. But now this year, number one has kind of taken over by our rivalry. None other than Duke, the Blue Devils. Can't say I'm a big fan of them, but they have topped the charts. But what I am a fan of is that they took a loss. They took one hard, stumbling loss against a solid Boston College team that actually, I think, is young, but still, they had some athleticism in BC. They had three of their guards, all putting up 20-plus points, all also getting about 5-plus rebounds each. And that just shows a solid effort by the good old BC Eagles that's coming in 7-3 on the season so far. AC basketball is hot there. But Bryson, who's your team? Who's your team for college basketball? Who do you think on the verge to hopefully take over the number one spot now that Duke lost to the unranked Boston College, and that is definitely going to bump them down a few notches here.
So, unfortunately for me, I'm a UNC I'm a UNC fan, and this year it seems like they're struggling a little bit. They haven't really played anyone of strength, and when they do play someone, when they did play a top five team, they lost. That was Michigan State. I do pick Michigan State to take over the number one spot because not only did Duke lose yesterday, Kansas lost as well. And if you guys want to look at something that's pretty hilarious, you can watch Bill Self talk about the Kansas team and how he pretty much condemned them to being an average team for the rest of the season. He was really, really angry, as Bill Self has been known to get. Yeah, I think Michigan State is actually the best team as of right now. I mean, we know the season is long. We know Duke losing yesterday doesn't really hurt them in the grand scheme of things. It's a long college basketball season. Boston College is a bit underrated. But, yeah, Michigan State should take over the top rankings. And then Duke should fall a couple of spots along with
Kansas. I mean, I think another team you can't forget, at first thing, I'm going to come back to UNC comment on that one, but I think another team you can't forget is Villanova. I think Villanova is always, year over year, has been a solid team because they don't graduate many players. A lot of players at Villanova kind of stay through it through the end, and they kind of play the course of being a college basketball player from freshman year up until at least your junior, senior year. And I think Villanova is always a solid team. They made it. They won the championship 2 years ago. We can't forget about that. And they were a contender and number one last year when they went to the playoffs, the college basketball tournament. And I think they're number four. They're sitting at a pretty nice record. They haven't really played anyone so far yet, but they will.
That's right.
Coming up, they've only beat Gonzaga. Gonzaga and Tennessee are the only two ranked teams that they played and beat. But they're coming up. They play against Xavier, who's number 14, who's solid. They play against the UConn, who's always willing to kind of put up a fight. They also play against St. John. And then they also put up and play against the Seton Hall, who's been not playing too bad in the current days so far, early on in the season. So I think Villanova is also another team to keep on watch.
I agree with you. Let's see how they do after they play Xavier. Gonzaga is actually a whole lot of smoke and hype. They haven't played anybody, and they played a weak Florida team, and they lost to Villanova, like most people expected. So I think their ranking is a little too high. I expect that to drop as the season continues. So let's see how Villanova does when they play some real competition.
Okay, and let's transition over a little bit. So we usually talk ACC basketball, but one topic that many people don't associate with basketball in one conference is the SEC. The SEC here, we have a pretty deep squad right here. We have a number five Florida team who's always been putting up a fight, and they were actually contenders that last year in the tournament. They were supposed to win it all. But we also have a number seven Texas A&M. We have teams in SEC schools, South Carolina, who actually went a lot further. Some people say was the Cinderella story last year within the tournament. And then you always have your Kentucky team. We also have an Alabama team that also has been tough.
Yep.
I mean, we saw the 3-on-5, and they put in work. How do you feel about this whole SEC conference and how basketball is becoming a thing in the SEC?
I'm really proud of the way SEC has tried. Obviously, it won't mirror its success in college football, but it's really come a long way. This field of very competitive teams. Everyone has above 500 record except for the last two teams, Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. But they're very good. Everyone has like one or two losses. You can pick Alabama, like you mentioned, South Carolina. Mizzou has always been good. Kentucky, Mississippi State, Auburn. Like, there's a bunch of teams to look out for as we get closer to March. We just have to see because it's so early. But my favorite coming out of the SEC is actually Mizzou and Kentucky. I favor them coming out of the SEC.
Mizzou and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay. I can agree with that. I mean, Kentucky's always a great contender. I mean, the whole model that's set up at Kentucky of utilizing kind of young talent to kind of invigorate the squad, and to then push these young talents out to then go to the NBA, and like somehow Cal Perry just has that system going for him, of just like putting in a player for 1 year, training them up for that year, sending them off, and just like churning NBA talent out on a consistent basis. And I think that's only precedent in that specific group. Like if we look at past Kentucky players, like, we're talking an array of names and NBA stars currently.
Bledsoe,
right now.
John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins,
Ingram,
Patrick Patterson,
Marvin
yeah.
Bagley, Shaquille, Anthony Davis, Trevon Duvall.
Yeah, I forgot about AD. It's a lot. It's really a lot.
Brandon Knight.
Like, it just Carl Anthony Towns. Like, the list is crazy.
Yeah.
So this dude definitely has a system just like taking talent, turn him to the NBA. I'm curious. I would be curious to see Calipari come in my office or my house, and I was that good to be like, I'll take you for a year, make you a millionaire the next year if you just listen and follow my steps. So I'm like, dang. And that's next level. That would be
that is next level.
I don't even know how you even respond to that. Another thing in the college basketball world, I'm going to go back to the USC comment. Because I can't allow you to talk about something like this. All right. For you to say that we haven't played anyone. Okay, yes, we made mistakes here against Michigan State. And we got our heads hurt there. But sometimes you need that. Sometimes we need to figure out still what we're gonna do. But there has to be a level of respect for a returning championship team that we are going to return as better, hopefully, than we were last year. We only really graduated two players, if you think about it. And those two players, I mean, yes, they were impactful, but we have tall freshmen that have come in this team and given it their all.
Oh my gosh! All right. Let's give the listeners a realistic overview. Mind you, I'm a UNC fan, but this is how our season started. Joel Berry, the star of the team, broke his hand in preseason. And you know how he broke his hand? No, it wasn't working hard in the gym. No, it wasn't an accidental injury. He was playing 2K. He was playing 2K and broke his hand. That, for me, says exactly how the season is going to go.
I mean, what you also have to think, though, behind Joe Barry, we have this kid, 7th, was a beast. Dude's coming up, solid player. We also have a freshman who's been balling lately, who's been balling lately, Luke May. At a 4 position,
yeah,
at 6'8", dude's been putting up points.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of sometimes it's sad though to see that he's our leading scorer because I don't think he's an athletic person, but he's a hustler. He scores. His stats do look nice, but again, I still feel a little skeptical about the fact that he is one of our higher scorers here on the team currently. But nonetheless,
I mean, honestly, the best the one who's been performing consistently. The most well-rounded, anyway, is Theo Pinson. He's been a huge defensive help to our team. He's been averaging – I think he had 4 assists the last game. He's doing good for us. I think Joel Berry's going to have to shoot his way back into form because, I mean, his hand was broken. So, like, I don't even know how that's okay. The one thing I can always count on is Coach Roy Williams. I know he'll get UNC ready, but for right now, we're not good, and we're not anywhere close to where we need to be.
I think Theo Pinson more like a Draymond Green. Like, the dude hustles, he gets his boards, he gets his points when we need.
He
kind of brings, like, the heart and grit of the UNC. So, that's kind of where the level that I put Theo Pinson at. I put Joel Berry at the fact that he's a point guard, he controls all the things, and then Luke May is just a random scorer. That I still have fully try to wrap my head around trying to understand.
Yeah. Luke Mays is definitely one of those guys who been on college probably won't be anything more than a role player at the best in the NBA. Just because of how his game is set up. No athleticism. He can shoot a little bit, though.
He can. Yeah, he can. Okay, guys. That's enough of the college basketball talk here. We're going to play some music here, and we'll be right back at you. Again, if you have any requests, anything you want to kind of throw our way, please just throw it our way, and we'll play it. We'll talk about it, and we'll do that. You're tuned into The Last Call. Stay listening.
Took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that it was real when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't getting shit. Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back.
nobody, always on the fucking job. I got no hobbies, got the city fucking with me, cause I'm homegrown. Vibing out more than my phone, no, leave me alone, me on my own, no. Look, I cut the bitch up like an edit. My daddy is G, it's genetic. I heard your new shit is pathetic. In contrast, should be shredded. So my dog's on a private jet from the public house, and I kept a G, yeah, 1,000. Click star studded like the Paramount money. Everything I do is righteous. Betting on me is the right risk, even in a fucking crisis. I'm never on some switching sides. I switch gears to the night shift. Blacking out cause I'm enlightened. God talk to me in silence, but I hear him every time, man.
Thank you, God. God bless you. Thank you so much.
I took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that I was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting shit.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back.
If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Look, I woke up in beast mode. With my girl, that's beauty in the beast mode. Bitch, I buy these niggas sleep though. Only thing that sold out is the seat though. God dare you stand before me and I respect my authority. If you f*** my glory, I'ma drop the L and get gory. I done did everything except worry. Hella drama, my life story. Faith of a mustard seed, I kept growing. I knew that this life was meant for me. People change that more than wishing wells. Karma come around, I wish them well. Living like I'm on a limitless pill, I kill the scene like I'm Denzel. Crazy like my jacket strapped up. I don't act, but I act up. Brown paper bag like the lunch packed up. Back up. I'ma need like 10 feet or get stomped out with 10 feet. I'ma always lose my temper. You cannot count to 10 me. If I lose one, I bounce back like 2-3, did with 4-5. Seen courtrooms and court size, ain't too many seen both sides.
No,
what you know, I'm taking back control. The underdog just turned into the wolf and the hunger steady grows. Yeah, I call shots while you call off. Never take it some more fall off. When you stay that committed to it, you just fall down and never fall off. So last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back.
Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that I was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting shakes.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back.
If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Bounce back, bounce, bounce, bounce back, bounce, 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 bounce. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you a real one,
bounce.
Another one.
We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a whistle on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down tonight. Cause I can do some things that I'm gonna do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the tag. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
I heard that pussy for the taking. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy.
Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I can get it too, say. I could tell you gone off the doors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Bust it, why you got it on safety? White girl, red, sit on brown. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. Looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
I told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You're tuned back into The Last Call here. If you want to call us in to the crew at The Last Call, please give us a call at 914-803-4581. Or you can add us at Twitter, 843_TheLastCall. Continue to listen here. We continue to flow. We talked about college basketball, and now we're about to move to the professional world. B-Talk, take us over. What should we know about the NBA? What should the people know about?
Okay, so the people want to know, what is James Harden sipping on? This dude, I have to give him his props. Last night was unreal. I want to give credit to Portland Trailblazers, even though they took an L. They really shut down the Rockets' offense and made James Harden go earn every point. And he did. He earned it. He said, "You guys can't stop me. I'm eating your food." And that's what he did last night. He shot 55% from the field, and he just did whatever he wanted to do. Also, shout out to Noah Vonleh. I think he should quit basketball altogether. They have a highlight of James Harden going past him and him just falling to the ground. That was the worst defensive effort I've ever seen in my life. And I think they should talk about that. That should be trending. He needs to sit down on the bench and think about what he did. But, yeah, shout-out to James Harden.
Quick one on that. The fact that Harden and Paul both combined for about 74 points during that game there, who do you give the ball to in a crunch-time situation?
James Harden. Oh, actually, no. You give it to Chris Paul, who will then give it to James Harden? Because that's James Harden just on fire right now. Like, well, I don't even know. Like, and granted, of his 48 points, yes, 12 of them or 14 of them were free throws. He gets to the line way more than most superstars, and I think that skews his stats a little bit, but still, he's been cooking. Also, let's talk about LeBron James' continued dominance. He's the MVP in my book. Nobody's even coming close to being able to do what he's doing. Yes, James Harden is assisting, he's rebounding, but LeBron is doing so much more with so much less. He fixed his three-point shot. He's assisting. I think he leads his team in almost every category. That's a problem. He's a problem all by himself, and he scored or assisted on the final 22 points last night against the 76ers. Ben Simmons, you need to go home and eat your Wheaties, young buck. Your day will come, but yesterday was not the day. LeBron James is still king. Let's talk about OKC.
I got another question for LeBron. I got another question for LeBron. I'm going to have questions here. Don't be moving so fast, sir.
Okay.
LeBron continues to say that he does not need to score to help the team. He said this numerous times in multiple interviews. I'm curious, how do you feel about this? Because I think LeBron, if he's not scoring, Cavs not winning. I don't think LeBron can go a game without scoring less than more than 15 points without the Cavs winning. And the Cavs will not win, I think, if he does score less than 15 points.
Okay. I love LeBron. Don't get me wrong, I love him, but he's a liar. That's it, point blank. His pants are on fire because he's lying. And the reason he's lying is because the Cavs have been very, very average. Very, very average. Even before they ended the 13-game win streak, they were very average until the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter. And that's when LeBron goes into Game 7 championship mode, whatever you want to call it. And they just seem to find a way to win. And it's starting with him. And he's scoring at a ridiculous clip or assisting at a ridiculous clip during those last 8 minutes. I think he's the best crunch time player in the NBA right now, according to advanced metrics. So he's a liar. Yes, he doesn't need to score for the Cavs to stay in it. But to win it, yes, he needs to score. And that's what he's been doing. LeBron can do whatever needs to be done. He delivers. That's what he does, man. Switching gears a little bit, let's talk about how bad the OKC has been. This is the worst two-game stretch I've ever seen from Oklahoma City since KD and Russ stepped up and became superstars. This is the worst two-game stretch I've ever seen in my life. They've played a horrible basketball, but they've managed to win games, and I don't understand it. When they were playing great earlier and losing games, it just seemed unfortunate. Now they're putting together horrible games and winning. I'm very confused. I guess I can't sell on them yet because they're 12-13, but only 2.5 games back from the fourth seed in the West. I don't know what to say about that. I have a question for you guys. Is Kevin Durant the best two-way player in the NBA?
I'm going to say two-way player, what do you mean by that? I don't think some people don't know what you refer to when you call someone a two-way player.
So I saw a headline. A day ago. KD's been going off 35. He had a triple-double. Then he had 35. A ridiculous amount of assists, this ridiculous amount of boards, and 5 blocks. And they counted him the best two-way player in the game. And I just want to know what you guys think about that. And they said he doesn't get to show this because Steph has been on the team, but with Steph being out 2 to 3 weeks with the ankle injury, he's now stepped up and reminded everyone that he's the best two-way player in the game. And I want to know what you guys think about that.
I'm going to say that's a hard one. That's a hard one to answer there because I think KD is the most versatile with his size. He may not be the toughest. He may be the softest, but like if we look at pure height to shooting capabilities, I think KD runs up there at the top for best two-way players. This dude really can play a small forward position, but he can also play point guard at a 6'10 with a 7-foot wingspan. But nonetheless,
and his defense,
I think
is
it's
notable.
Hard. I was about to say that. I think it's hard to forget on a two-way player here. You got to be able to guard these positions. And KD is not guarding no one that's 6'10", 6'11", more than 250 pounds. I may even give him to 225 pounds. I don't think KD is doing that at all. If we think about all the good small forwards and power forwards out there, KD ain't guarding most of them. Even though he may be able to contend against some of them because of his height, he's not guarding most of them. I think KD sometimes at one point had trouble guarding Carmelo. And you know what? I don't know. I don't know what I can think about that. You have a problem guarding Carmelo here. Carmelo has a slow-paced game. So if you have trouble guarding Carmelo as a two-way player, you're going to have trouble guarding a lot of other players.
Okay.
So that's
fair
my
enough.
Take.
I think they're smoking dust. Something's clearly wrong with whoever came up with that headline. I think it's just disrespectful, first of all, to just act like Kawhi Leonard doesn't exist. That's the first thing. when you talk about two-way players, everyone should mention Kawhi Leonard. He has won Defensive Players of the Year and also put in 26 points per game last year. So when you talk about two-way players, there's no question in my mind who that goes to, Kawhi. And then to leave out LeBron James, like LeBron James can't guard every position. That's another problem. I never forget Patrick's favorite player in the world played LeBron James. That's Derrick Rose, by the way, for all you listeners. Played LeBron James in the Eastern Conference Finals years ago. And LeBron shut D. Rose down. And that's what it was. That was MVP level Derrick Rose. LeBron James shut him down, and LeBron James has picked up the best player for the past 15 games or so on the opposing team, and he's done what he does. He stops them. That's what it is. Kevin Durant doesn't do that night in and night out, and he's not even the best defender on his own team. So I'm a little bit confused how he achieved that title, but yeah.
But one thing I would say is that Kevin Durant, this is one thing you cannot negate. He's a good two-way scorer. I think you can't take that away from him, and I think that's where he would get a little confused. Because my man can score in the post and outside at will and at ease, which not many players are doing. Like, Kevin Durant has always had a shot, and we never can't take that away from him. But to say that he's the best two-way player is kind of not distraught and scary. You can't make those types of statements out here in the streets.
That's true. I agree. And the last notable performance, can we just give a round of applause to Giannis? He just had his birthday, and he capped it off with 37, 13, and 7. And the rudest dunk I've ever seen on Rudy Gobert. Kid is eating. His stats almost mean nothing, though, because they still got
MVP.
No, absolutely not. The MVP will always be Westbrook to lose.
How?
I don't know, because he's playing horribly, but that's still my guy. And he's still MVP until someone else is notified, so... Russell, don't leave us like this, man. Please finish your game better.
We'll see. I'm telling you. MVP. MVP talks right there in Giannis.
No, it's definitely LeBron James. It's not a question. Not even a question.
All right, guys. Last call here. Any other sayings you want to say? Wrap-ups you may want to give? What do people know about NBA? Steph, you've been quiet, so I don't want to know. I don't want the people to not hear you for today. So do you have anything to say about the league, or are you holding off till we get to your specialty in the NFL?
No, I do want to chime in
real quick on the Kevin Durant comment. I think Kevin Durant is the purest scorer, you know, the NBA may have ever seen. There's not many 7-footers who can run the point, shoot the three, score in the post, get to the basket. You know, he really does what he feels like, but in terms of two-way player, I don't think he's the best defender out there. Just had to throw my 2 cents in on that one.
Okay, all right. I respect it.
And that is the wrap-up for the last call of the NBA. We'll be back right at you. Please give us a call at 914-803-4581. We're going to come into you hard and heavy. Hold up. Stay there. And we'll be playing all the music for you from here. Let's get it going.
It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lives, in fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, they taste like too late for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my baby. I know that it's good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too busy, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My
left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Who that thinking that he frontin' on women? Get the off my stage. I'm the salmon. Get the off my. Hey, that ain't right. I make a play blowing up your whole life. I'm so, so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural, I wanna feel some stretch marks. Then to take you down right on your mama's couch in polo black. Hey, this is way too crazy, hey. You do not amaze me, hey. I blew cool from AC, hey. Obama just paced me, hey. I don't fabricate it, hey. Most of y'all be faking, hey. I stay modest about it, hey. She elaborated, hey. This that Grey Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk. Ay, if I kill an it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up.
Tell them sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Holla, holla,
I said I'm the mile with the people,
for real.
You can't even talk to the people.
Nah.
She room with bosses and shoot.
No God.
I pull up in Rari's and shoot.
Sure.
With choppers and Harleys and shoot.
For real.
I be Gucci down.
Gucci.
You wearing Lacoste and shoot.
Yeah. Mont Club.
Yeah.
Furka and Mappa Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple homicide. Put me in a chair. Yeah.
In jail.
Triple cross the plug. We do not play fair. Yeah.
Oh God.
Got them tennis chains on and they real blingy. Draco make you do the chicken head like chingy
ching.
Walking Neiman Marcus and I spend a life 50-50. Please proceed with caution, shooters, they be right with me. 21 bad, bad, cute face and some nice
too.
7500 on a Saint Laurent jacket,
yeah.
Be careful when you dumping your action. I ain't no sucker, I ain't cupping no action.
Nah.
The streets raise me,
wow.
I'm a hoe.
Wow.
I bought a Rari just so I can go faster.
Sure.
Trying to copy me, they plan catch up.
21.
I might pull up in a ghost, no castle.
21.
I've been smoking gas and I ain't got no
action. I got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account.
Oh, yeah.
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 In my bank account.
Oh,
I got
God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shooters ready to gun you down.
Yeah.
Ready to gun you down.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to gun you down.
Yeah,
ready to gun you down,
God. Yeah,
ready to gun you down,
God. Yeah,
ready to gun you down,
God.
Yeah, dog,
yeah,
not for real, dog.
21,
straight up out the season, I got a house in here, dog.
21,
wanna see about it, get you killed, dog.
Wait,
wanna tweet about me, get you killed, dog.
Wait,
real dog, I'm a real 21. Dog.
You a little dog,
feel dog,
wanna be a dog, chasing me a dog.
Yeah.
Don't write in your view. Like O'Neal, dawg.
My shirts, I shoot like Reggie Miller, dawg.
Chopper sting you like a eel, dawg.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account.
Oh, yeah.
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 In my bank account.
Oh,
I got
God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shooters ready to gun you down.
Yeah.
Ready to gun you down.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to gun you down.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to gun you down.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to gun you down.
Yeah.
Ready to gun you down,
God.
Ruler clips, send a ruler hit.
pull up on your beer. She say that I got a ruler deer. Spray your block down. We not really with that rule. I shoot Glock car now. I don't really get no by who I hit. Yeah, yo, she get jiggy with me. Keep that jiggy with me. I'm Mad Max. You know I got jiggy with me. Keep a Mad Max. Case in wanna get busy with me. Rory Mad Black. And I got a Bentley with me. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. Yeah, 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 in my bank account. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shooters ready to gun you down. Yeah, 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 ready to gun you down. 7,500 on the Saint Laurent jacket. Be careful when you dumping your ass.
Yo,
I ain't no sucker. I ain't.
What's up, what's up, what's up, world? Again, you're tuning into the last call here. We played a little hip-hop action there on the 21 Savage bank account, clean version. So all you people out there going to church, we want to make sure you are all good there. Make sure you listen to the cleanest music from the last call, Southern Sports Central Radio here. Right now, we've already done it. We've talked about the college basketball realm. We talked about the NBA, and it's only right we move to the one and only other sport, America's pastime. Football, football Americano, some people like to say. Pigskin, other people like to say. Right now, we're going to talk about college football here. Last night, the one and only Heisman Trophy competition came out, and your boy Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma, QB from Oklahoma, won it all. Some people may agree. Some people may disagree. I find Oklahoma not to be as great of a team, but, hey, they are in the CFB playoff, and you can't knock them for that. They will be playing against Georgia, an SEC team, which I think Georgia will take the cake on that one. But again, maybe this whole Heisman Trophy thing helps Baker Mayfield boost his confidence coming into that game, because he lost last year both in the Heisman race, and he also lost in the playoffs last year. So we'll see. We'll see where this takes him. How do you feel about Baker, Deb? Talk to us.
I am a hard sell on Baker Mayfield. I do not believe in the Big 12 football. I do not believe in his style of play. And I think we're going to see him be a Johnny Manziel or a Tim Tebow by the time he gets to NFL. And so by that, he gets to the league, he's going to be a top draft pick. He's going to underperform. He might have a couple off-the-field issues. And then he's going to be forgotten about. End up somewhere commentating.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And that's how I feel about Baker Mayfield.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay, Seth. All right.
I don't believe that.
Wow.
Well, he's going to end his own career once he gets drafted.
Oh, my God. And it continues. And it continues. So, let me ask you a question, Seth. If they win, does it validate his Heisman?
No. Tim Tebow won a national championship. He still wasn't anything in the NFL. Is he still trying to play baseball?
All right. Okay. Okay.
I don't think the Big 12 team is ready for an SEC team.
Oh, okay. All right. So you don't think he's the Heisman?
I think his Heisman is a little inflated. When you're in the Big 12, almost every game is a track meet. You know, it's who can score the most points. People always talk about TCU having the best defense in the Big 12, and, you know, they can allow 28 points, and that's considered the best. When teams are averaging, you know, defensively 4 touchdowns a game, how do you really know who's that good when there's just
fair
no
point.
Defense in the league?
Fair point. Okay, fair point. All right, so Baker Mayfield does not have any fans on this side. All right.
I mean, on other news, that you can't knock the fact there. Baker Mayfield definitely ran the cake there. And regionally, if you look at it, statistically proven, it shows that Baker Mayfield won every region by 200 votes or more. He won the Midwest. He won the Northeast. He won the Mid-Atlantic, the South, the Southwest, and the Far West, all regions here, that vote for the three finalists coming into the 2017 Heisman race here. After that, we have Love and Jackson. Bryce Love, Stanford. Ooh, sadly, you get the silver medal from the Heisman Trophy because you, my friend, six times you've been in second place on the Heisman Trophy. Seems like you can't etch out that one. Keep working, buddies. Keep working. We'll get you there one day. We'll get you there one day. Nonetheless, here, guys, Oklahoma, sounds like we're selling against them against Georgia. Is that right, Seb?
Next Saturday or whenever the game is, a couple weeks from now, I'm Bulldogs all the way. I think we're going to see, you know, what a real defense looks like to this Heisman Trophy winner. And if he just so happens to have a field day, I will gladly come back the following Sunday and, you know, say Baker Mayfield shut me up. He might be the real deal, but for right now, I'm still selling.
Okay. All right. Strong prediction. I'm agreeing with Seb. Georgia's going to smack him.
What I'm more concerned about, honestly, is you got Clemson and Alabama playing for the play-in game. You know, this was the national championship game 2 years in a row, and now it's the play-in game. So it's like, to me, I almost think that is the national championship.
Okay. And who do you pick?
I think this is a hard one for me. For me, it's going to depend on, you know, if Bama's linebackers are back. I'm not sure the status on their linebackers. I think that's what really hurt them against Auburn. If their linebackers are back, I'm going to have to go with Bama. But without those linebackers, you got to give the edge to Clemson.
Okay. All right.
On that game, this is who I'm picking. Listen to it, baby. But that is the Fight Clemson song right there. Clemson Tigers all the way. The Tigers will take over Alabama anytime, and we're going to take this W like we have to do it.
Oh, man.
This is the game. The game to watch, boys and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Fight Clemson on. Fight Clemson on.
This was funny, Patrick. I like to incorporate, you know, the fight song. Yeah, you're getting funny. But if Kelly Bryant can't throw the ball, though, they're gonna lose.
I mean, that could be possible, but I think you could say the same thing for Jalen Hurts.
That's true, but what Kelly Bryant doesn't have that Jalen Hurts does have is 4 or 5-star running backs in the backfield that have to, like, share the ball to the point where they only get about 7 carries a game. That's going to be the X factor.
You make a valid point. But nonetheless, Clemson fight on, Clemson fight on. Last call, Bryson, Seb, anything else you want to add to the college football conversation, the college football talk?
Yeah, I just want to shout out to Bryce Love. He's had an amazing year. I do agree. I think Baker has a lot of hype, and we've seen where that's led some quarterbacks, Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow. Yeah, so that's all. Yeah.
And for me, you know, I just want to see new teams make the playoffs. I feel like Clemson and Alabama have just dominated the playoffs since it's come to, you know, sprinkle in Ohio State. But I'm ready to see some new teams come and shift it up. These coaches need to step up their game, steal these recruits from Clemson and Alabama, and show us that there's more teams out there still.
Okay, fair point.
I mean, nonetheless, you got to think about it, guys. If you're not beating Alabama in the SEC, and you're not beating Clemson in the ACC, as a coach, you're getting that big old snip, and you won't be a coach no more in that current division or at that team. So with that being said, guys, we're going to move it on, and we're going to put you to bed with a little bed piece by Childish Gambino. You're tuning into the last call here. Give us a call at 914-803-4581. Thank you.
gotta get this paper, get this cake up. Gotta do my hair, gotta put on makeup. Gotta act like I can't tell this fake stuff straight up. What a waste of my day. If I had it my way, I'd roll out of bed, say, about 2:30 midday. Hit the blunt and hit you up to come over to my place. You show up right away. We make love and then we fuck and then you give me my space. Hey, what I am trying to say is the love is ours to make, so we should make it. Everything else. You won't make it. Ain't nobody here, baby, let's get wasted. We should just get naked. Cause I've been working hard and I know you be on that same shit. Every other day's a different game that you just can't win. I just wanna ease your mind and make you feel alright. So go ahead, tell your baby mama you gon' be with me tonight. Right? What I am trying.
Close. Hot fudge and a little smoke. I didn't mean it means nothing to you. Hands locked on my black couch with nothing to do. Can't stop on cloud 20. Buried in the drugs, but the feels keep coming. Finally stopped crying, but your nose still.
Diamond flame, you're jingling, baby. You're jingling.
Roots love me good. Damn, holla to Hollywood. But is he good? I guess like the jeans. Flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean. Papa love it when he does it. It can buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Hunch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your temps chat. Fight the flavor, it reacts to your dog's cat. Word to mama, I tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibes about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it. Bust the rhymes to break me by the rip the try. I say, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches slap the ass on fat. Wait 1 sec. If I get down, I'm rolling with the heavyweight connect. Who's the sharpest sound now? Don't you get the stitches. Grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I bust the rhyme. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break fool on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat. Feel me up the heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these our ass trees. When I get down, I disappear. Reappear and blow up everywhere. Flavors in your hair.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your hair. Time for new flavor in your hair. I'm kicking new flavor in your hair. For new flavor in your air. I'm kicking new flavor in your air. Back a brand new flavor in your
air. Hello world, that was a little Craig Mack flavor in your ear right there. It can't get any better than that. Right now we have our last 30 minutes of our show, and we're going to jump right into it. We're going to jump right into a little bit of NFL football here on Sunday morning. Jump right into a little Sunday morning here. NFL's here. NFL Sunday 2017. We've done it. We've made it this far. We're coming into the playoffs. We're coming into the hot seat here. Right now we brought a guest on to speak to us right here, ladies and gentlemen. He's a diehard Patriots fan. He loves them. He thinks he believes Tom Brady is the GOAT, the one and only. Jonathan Thomashoff, welcome to the team. You're on the last call here. So JT,
thanks for having me, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so JT, you got to talk to us here. We've had many conversations on the show here about the good old Pats and whether or not they're overrated, whether or not their schedule
they
is
are.
Strong enough, whether or not the schedule is strong enough. Whether or not Gronkowski can control his temper, because sometimes he does act like he's a baby. Please give the people what you think about the Patriots, because I think we're so biased that I think our fans and our listeners need to hear it from someone else. So I'm curious. Give us
right.
your take on the Patriots.
Happy to take you through where we are so far in the season. 4 weeks to go here, 10-2, and we're facing a poor, poor Miami Dolphins team who we beat 2 weeks ago. Only one team that I'm worried about, Pittsburgh Steelers, as you guys know, we play them next week. So, and then we're also 3 games above whoever's in third place. So where we are right now is either we're going to end up in the 1 or 2 spot. I don't care what you guys say about strength of schedule or whatnot. It's 1 or 2. And then at that point we get our bye in the playoffs. We know we're not going to lose to the Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, or whoever in the first round. So then you're back to playing the Steelers, home or away, which will be decided next week. And then you have the GOAT in the playoffs, so I'm not worried about anything. And then you got the Super Bowl, and we're in a coin flip situation. I don't know what you guys are saying about this overrated schedule. This is where the Patriots are every single year.
I think that is the problem. I think that becomes a problem where the Patriots' schedule exceeds the talent that they actually play. They don't play anyone when other teams are playing hard people. But the Eagles, they're bound to play a hard game, and I think the Eagles are a decent team. Not better than the Cowboys, but a decent team. And they're bound to play someone hard as well, too. But I'm saying, JT, if you're seeing the Eagles and the Patriots play each other, you're telling me you're taking the Patriots all the time?
every single time, and I'm not worried about it right now because this isn't going to happen. You're talking hypotheticals. You're talking Super Bowl, which is where we end up every other year. So you're right on that front. If we play the Eagles, it's going to be in the Super Bowl. So, again, you're helping prove my point there. But if we did play the Eagles in the Super Bowl, not worried at all, extra bye week to get people back, maybe even Julian Edelman makes a miraculous comeback 20 weeks after the ACL or 22 weeks after the ACL surgery, plays in the Super Bowl. I don't know. I'm just making up some crazy stuff here. But 50% chance that the Patriots play in the Super Bowl. That's just the way the math has played out over the last year. So I think you're helping prove my point.
Wow. You got to love a good old pass bet. You just gotta love a good old pass bet.
And then yes, if we're gonna get into the MVP debate here, we got Brady leading the way again. 12 weeks into the season, guy's been unbelievable. Four interceptions, 28 touchdowns. He's on his way. It's as if he was 25 years old again.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. He's spoken like a true Pats fan to the
wow,
end.
Wow. Like, I'm flabbergasted right now. Just the audacity. You play a bunch of – you're a varsity team playing a bunch of JV teams, and you want the MVP. Just wow. Just wow. Like, I don't understand it. The AFC has two teams. Everyone knows it's the Steelers and the Pats. And I think you should be more concerned about Steelers before you have your dreams about the Super Bowl. That's what I think.
I think the Steelers are extremely inconsistent in comparison to the Pats. They've played a lot of close games this year. I mean, look at Monday night last week against the Bengals. That's a game they should have lost. The Bengals handed them the win. A couple weeks ago, same thing against the Titans. This team is come or go every week. Sometimes they can put up 50. Sometimes they're putting up 15. Just not that impressed by that inconsistency. And that's how Pats. That how the Patriots beat people is through inconsistency. So I expect to see some inconsistency from them
next.
Don't
forget that. Don't forget to throw in the cheating factor.
Yeah.
what examples do we have this year so far?
Oh, none yet. They usually come out.
Yeah, we don't know.
Super Bowl. That's when the scandal comes out that everyone finds out. So I guess we'll just wait and see. I'm with you, though. I do think that right now the Patriots are looking real good and cozy. They definitely have they're definitely getting that first round bye. I don't see them losing in the divisional round. I just can't imagine the Patriots losing in the first round. It's just, as much as I hate to say it, because I'm not a Pats fan, even though I am from Mass, I just can't see that happening. But I think the Steelers could give them some trouble this year. That inconsistency, they might just throw the Pats off just enough because they don't know which Steelers team they'll get.
In your opinion, how big is next week's game for home field advantage?
I think that's very big.
Very big.
I think a Steelers team at Heinz Field versus Foxborough is going to be a very different outcome. I think next week's game is, you know, it's like their mini Super Bowl in terms of playoff predictions.
I totally agree with you. Two reasons why. Winner of next week's game is up two games for first place in the AFC because they're up a game in win-loss record, and then they have the direct win-loss record. So essentially they're up two games with two to play. So whoever wins next week's game, automatically one seed. Loser of the game is pretty much automatically two seed, right? So then you have two teams there that are essentially resting guys for 3 weeks, and then they play some like you said, strength of schedule. They play some mediocre team in the AFC, whatever. And then they play each other in the AFC Championship. So there's really not much to worry about until I think it's January 21st when this game's going to be played. It just depends on who's going to be home, who's going to be healthy, and it looks like they'll both be healthy because essentially you got 4 weeks of buys for these guys heading into that game. So. They play next week and then they play again in January. So I'm excited for it.
Hmm. Okay. I mean,
go ahead.
I think you guys are definitely going to have trouble stopping AB. What's the kid's name? I always forget his name. Malcolm.
Oh, Malcolm Butler.
He can't stop anyone. Him. Yeah. Like Antonio Brown is going to have a field day. And I think he actually should have a case in the MVP race. I honestly think he should.
It's hard for receivers, though, because, you know, you have the quarterback throwing it to them, so they also get those yards. So it's always a tough sell for a receiver.
Yeah, but Antonio's been, like ridiculous. He literally wins them games. Just throw it to him, and he's going to get you the point.
And similar to that, I'm curious, JT, your very own tight end, Gronkowski, him being out of game, does it affect the Patriots at all? Should he have been out more games for what he's done?
I agree. Totally should have been suspended. Will it affect them? Absolutely not. 10-0 in their last 10 games without him. Not worried about it. Won the Super Bowl without him last year. Disappointed in his actions. Absolutely. It will save the Patriots a little bit of money because now he's not going to reach some incentive. So, you know, Bill doing Bill things there for the salary cap. But no, totally agree. Should have been suspended. Poor actions. Played extremely well last week before that play. But like I said before, it's another bye for him before the Steelers. And that's someone you need to be healthy for the stretch run. So a little disappointed, but nothing to impact the season.
Yeah,
and my score prediction,
you,
31-17 on Monday Night Football. I'll be at Brother Jimmy's if anyone wants to join. Week after, we all need to get together for the Steelers-Pats game. That's going to be a great one, 4:25 prime time. I already took Monday off. I don't know if Matt Brennan's listening, but I took Monday off that day. So appreciate the time, guys.
I love it. All right, guys, for the last 15 minutes, we're about to run through the scores here. Buy, take, give, sell, win, lose. I need to know who you guys want. Let's start it off here. So, we have it coming in. Green Bay Packers at Cleveland Browns. Steph, who you taking?
Come on, really? You really asking me that? I'm going to go Green Bay Packers. I still do not believe in Cleveland. They have a lot of work to do.
You said you heard it here first. All right. Green Bay Packers, Cleveland Browns. Bryson, who you picking?
Cleveland Browns. Flash Gordon is back. Flash Gordon is back. He's going to get a W before the end of the season. I don't know who
you do know you're on record saying this, right? That the Cleveland Browns are going to win.
Flash Gordon is back. Let's go.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Detroit Lions versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who you choosing? Bryson, who you taking?
Detroit. Come on.
This one's hard for me because you guys know I'm all in on Jameis, but he's really let me down this year. But I still gotta ride the wave though. So I'm gonna go Tampa Bay on this one.
Woo! Tampa Bay. All right, guys, this is a tough one right here. Oakland Raiders at Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City has been falling lately. 1 p.m. in Kansas City. Who are you taking, Seb?
So I guess I'd just like to start this off by saying I'm really disappointed in both of these teams right now. Oakland and Kansas, they should both be, you know, playing much better than they are. With that being said, I think that offensively, Kansas is a little more dynamic, and the way Oakland's playing right now, I'm not sure they're going to be able to match up. So I'm going to go with Kansas on this one.
Okay.
Who are you taking?
I'm going to go Oakland. Oakland.
Oakland, what's the score? Give or take, Oakland beat Kansas City by how much?
It's going to be 24-17 Kansas.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
All right, guys, we have a Minnesota Vikings versus Cam and the Carolina Panthers Sunday, 1 p.m.
Woo,
in Charlotte, North Carolina. Who we take? The Vikings have sized up front counters against Carolina's power run game that they have created. Is Cam Newton be able to take on the Vikings, guys? What do you think? Who are you taking, Bryson?
I'm going to say Carolina, and I only say Carolina because they need to win.
They have to win.
This is a must-win game for them. They have to win.
They do need to win.
I mean, it just sucks because the NFC is so difficult But yeah, I'm gonna say that they're gonna have to win, and you're gonna get Cam. Cam's gonna come through because he's a winner. Yeah, Minnesota's tough though.
Who you taking, sir? Minnesota with the run game and the pass game with Stephon Diggs and Kyle Rudolph. Who you taking, Vikings or the Panthers?
I'm taking the Vikings because of their defense. Their defense has been pretty good this year, and you know, offensively, they have just enough to keep them going. And I'm not sure if Killer Cam's ready for them this week.
Ooh. All right, guys. Battle to the worst of the teams now. San Francisco 49ers versus a Houston Texans that's still down. Deshaun, who are we taking here?
Question: does it matter?
Yeah, this game is essentially just a formality at this point.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you know, I'd like to see San Fran get another win, so I'm going to go with San Fran on this one. They've lost a couple close games this year, so let's see if they can pull another one out.
Okay, I just flipped the head. I just flipped the coin. Heads with San Fran, so San Fran. Like, it doesn't matter.
Game 7 of the day, guys. Indianapolis Colts versus at Buffalo Bills in a snowy New York, 1 p.m. out there in Orchard Park, New York. Who'll be taking, Indy or Buffalo?
Bills.
Bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the Bills on this one as well. Colts just haven't, you know, they've been way too inconsistent this year, and I think that cold weather, being outside the dome, playing a little bit of snow, is going to affect them a bit.
Ooh. All right, guys, we're halfway through the games on Sunday. Chicago Bears at Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals, don't forget, it's still in the playoff conversation. They lost a tough one last week against Pittsburgh, but their talent in the both wide receiver core space is still solid. Who we taking here? The offensive threat, A.J. Green and the Bengals, or we taking Chicago Chi-Town Bears? Talk to me, Seth.
Oh, I'm going with A.J. Green and the Bengals. Ever since A.J. Green, you know, kind of body slammed Jalen Ramsey, he's really moved up a couple notches in my book. He showed me he has some heart. And, you know, I think that's going to, you know, trickle down through the team, and they're going to get this win. They're hungry, especially after that tough loss last week that they should have won. You know, I think they're gonna fix it this week.
Hey.
Well, I think you're smoking dust if you pick the Bears. So, like, who would bet on the Bears for anything except to lose? the Bengals.
Shots out fired to all Chicago fans out there. All right, guys. Prime time, 1 p.m. game. This game is big for both teams. We got Dallas Cowboys and the Boys versus at New York Giants out in East Rutherford, New Jersey, baby. Who are we taking, the Boys or the sad, destructive program of the Giants that they are out there?
So, if Dallas loses this week, I will never, ever watch a Dallas game again. That's how I feel. This is a depleted Giants team. You know, at this point, they're just trying to run whatever they can just to get through the season. You know, hopefully fans still come to the game. But if Dallas loses, it's going to be hard for me to watch another Dallas game.
You know what? I agree with Seth. He took the words out of my mouth. Literally took the words out of my mouth. If Dallas loses this, they have to win this for their reputation. And if they don't win by more than, by at least 2 touchdowns, then they're bums. Straight up.
Yeah, I mean, they're just in that position at this point. It's like, this is a really banged up Giants team. This is a rivalry game, but
they've been
they don't
for
come
a week
out
and a half.
And dominate.
Like, come on.
Yeah, if they don't come out and dominate, I know this is your team, Pat, but they just they
yeah,
have
man,
to win.
You might have to change teams. Yeah. Dak, put up or shut up, man.
All right, the boys gonna win that. Conversation ended. All right, we're moving on. 4 p.m. games, guys. We got the Tennessee Titans at Arizona Cardinals out there in University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona here. It's actually kind of funny, though. Titans is a team to watch in the AFC South. Problem is, though, that they don't have their great wide receiver. Doesn't have that one great wide receiver yet in Tennessee Titans to kind of pair off with Marcus Mariota. Who we taking here, guys? Arizona versus Tennessee Titans. Talk to me, Bryson.
It took me about 0.5 seconds to come up with the answer. Cardinals are going to win.
So these are another two teams that, you know, I'm extremely disappointed in this year. I don't know what happened to Arizona's defense. Last year it was just phenomenal. This year it's non-existent. Tennessee was supposed to be a top team in the league. I don't know what they've done. DeMarco Murray's on my fantasy team. I think the most points he's got me this year is like 9. So I'm with you on this one, Bryson. I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Talk about more disappointing teams. We're getting into another good disappointing matchup here. We got Denver Broncos against the Jets out in Denver. We got a Denver defense that has not yet stepped up against a Jets offense that has yet to move the ball up the field. Who are we taking here, guys? Denver or the Jets?
Yeah, this is probably just going to be a bad game.
Yeah. Yep. Bad versus bad. This is a classic example of bad versus bad.
Put this on your list of what not to watch this Sunday.
Exactly.
Can
we just fast forward?
Game not to watch of the week. Denver Broncos versus New York Jets.
Yep, that's it.
All right, guys. We're wrapping on up. We're coming up against the next last week game. Philadelphia Eagles at Los Angeles Rams. This could be the game to watch Sunday at 4:25. I think it pits two of the league's best play callers against each other. You know, we got two good running backs. We have two good quarterbacks. We have a solid defense. Who are we picking here, Rams or the Eagles? Talk to me, Bryson.
It's tough. It's really tough, actually, because these are both really good teams. Everyone knows I'm an Eagles fan. I want the Eagles to win, but I'll say this. If they don't win, they're not going to the Super Bowl. So they need to decide what they want to do.
Wow. That's a big statement.
If they don't win, they're not going to the Super Bowl.
That's a big statement.
Getting to the end of the season, yeah. They don't win no Super Bowl.
They had a big game last week. They didn't quite finish.
Yep.
You know, I guess we're going to see if they can win these big games now. Is this Eagles team the real deal? I've been enjoying the Rams story this year, you know, like how their draft picks and everything's been working out, moving to LA and all that good stuff. So I'm going to take the Rams on this one.
Okay.
The Rams it is. Let's move along here. We got the Seattle Seahawks versus tough Jacksonville Jaguars defense that has been kind of killing the scene lately. Who we taking here? Seattle versus the Jags. Can Leonard Fournette run the ball as hard as he can? Can the Jags defense stop them, or can Seattle defense even stop? Who you guys picking?
I'm going with the Jags on this one. Russell Wilson has kind of just been – he has been Seattle's offense. You know, running, throwing. He's literally putting the team on his back. And I don't think he can do it this week.
Who you picking, Bryson?
I'm going with the Seahawks. And I think Seb makes a good point, but I just believe in Russell Wilson. So, you want to talk about MVP? That's the MVP, really.
Oh. Oh, okay, guys.
Throw that one out there real quick.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the most valuable.
All right, guys, the last two games of the weekend, two solid games. We just talked about it with our Pats fan. Baltimore Ravens at Pittsburgh Steelers. Who are we taking here in Hinesville, Pittsburgh?
I'm going with Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, Steelers-Ravens games, those are always a toss-up because you never know what's going to come out. But I'm going with the three-headed monsters that Pittsburgh has with Big Ben, LB, and AB. It's just, that's a deadly trio right there, Pat. You see how I work with them in Madden. It translates to real life. You know, they're a good team.
What? Well, I want to say, the Steelers have to win this. This is another, you're getting to the end of the season at this point. Like, you need to prove that you're as good as your record says. The Steelers need to win this, especially going into next week.
Very true. And last game of
I agree.
Last game of the week, Monday Night Football, New England Pats versus Miami Dolphins in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium. Who are we taking here, guys? Last call, baby, last call.
Come on, Tom Brady's going to have a career day. Miami's
bold
so
prediction.
Bad. Bold prediction, Miami's so bad.
The Sage Sebastian. Yeah, I agree. They better win by at least 2 touchdowns. At least. I'm selling all my stock in Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
And all right, guys, that wraps up the last call. The last call for NFL Sunday Sports right there. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. This was a great show, Sunday morning.
One last thing. Shout out to my guy, Tevin Farmer. They robbed you. Everyone knows you got robbed. Don't worry about it. Keep your head up, bro. Keep going.
And you got to keep your head up. I wish I had Tupac on me right now. All guys go out. Again, please tweet us at 843_DLastCall for the following weeks to come. We'll be back at you again next week, Sunday. Enjoy your Sunday at watching NFL sports or basketball. We'll talk to you next week, ladies and gentlemen. I wanna